We are learning Masechtas Eiruvin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the top, the middle of the line. Amar v'achav achanina. Galui v'yadua lefnei misha amar v'hoya olam. It's klar in front of Hashem. She'im v'dar sh'arameya k'maisai. There was no one in the dar of Arameya like him. And the Gemara is trying to say is not only did all the people, or Gans Klai Yisrael knew that, but even the Fnei Shemayim, they knew that. And really, he should have had the Siyata Shemayim that we should pass like him all the time. Fnei ma loy kova alach k'maisai. Why don't we pass Halacha Maaseh? If you look at the Gemara later on in this Masechta on the Vav and Beis, the Gemara there says that Rameir and Rav Yehuda pass like Rav Yehuda. Rameir and Rav Yehuda pass like Rav Yehuda. I'll read the Gemara inside. Om Rav Yechon, Rameir and Rav Yehuda Halacha Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda Halacha Rav Yehuda. Ve'ein tzarech loyma Rameir and Rav Yehuda Halacha Rav Yehuda. That means if you have Rameir and Rav Yehuda Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda wins or Rav Yehuda wins. Rameir never wins. Now Halacha Maaseh. Shaz, why not? He was the God of Adar. Why taka don't we pass like him? Because the talmid chacham of that dar can never really know what his das was. So yoimer is very big lamdin, and so yoimer al tamei tar marle upon him. You say this thing has tamei is tar, and he showed how al tar tamei marle upon him. So we never knew when he meant the lach lemais, when not, because he's such a big lamdin, he'd be able to convince anyone anything. It's shukayach atayr, he'd be able to convince anything to anyone. So therefore, we never knew when to pass like him. And Tana, we learned that Rabbi Yisrael Rameyer Shemayer. His name wasn't Rameyer, Rabbi Naroy Shemayer. His name was Rabbi Naroy. We learned that Shemayer Rameyer, Shemayer Meir Eini Cham Bahalacha. He used to be Meir Cham Bahalacha, he was very clear in the learning. We know Haroy Shemayer, and even Haroy wasn't his name. El Rabbi Nechem Yishmayer, Barmel Rabbi Arach. Shmoy. He had at least three names. He had Rav Meir, Rav Naroi, and either Rav Nechem or Elazar Arach. He was lit up the eyes of Chamim in Halacha. Now there is another girsa in this Gemara that Rav Meir, real name was Rav Meisha. He was called Rav Meir because Meir Chamim Halacha. And there was someone else, Rav Naroi, whose real name was Rav Nechem or Elazar Arach, and he was called Naroi. That's the Rav Chananel's girsa. Talking about two separate people. We were teaching the feed away. Rashi sounds like that the way our Girsa sounds like, really, not Rashi, really our Girsa, and really had three different names. So what more about Rav Meir? Omer Rebbe, hi, the Mechadina, it's either Rav or it's Rebbe, hi, the Mechadarna Mechavaroi, that's why am I sharper than my friends? Mechadarna Mechavaroi, I'm sharper than all my friends, all the other Mechavim. You know why, Zach Rebbe? The Chazita la Rameya Ba'achayre, I at least saw Rameya from the back. We were in the same shir, and I was sitting behind him. I saw his back. V'ilu chizitam kamei, if we would have seen in front of him, have mechadad and say, I would have been even sharper. D'chsev, v'hoyu einecha royes esmeirecha. It's an Indian to see esmeirecha, and he would have seen, if he would have seen Rameya, he would have been even bigger. Would have been even sharper. Omra v'om Rav Yechon, Talmud hoyle Rameya, there was a Talmud of Rameya, his name was Sumchis. Sumchis Shmoy. So yo'imer akodova v'dova shel tomo, arbom v'shmoyne tamei. He used to say in everything that was Tomei, 48 reasons. Tamei Tuma. V'akol dova dova shel tahara, arbom shmoyne tamei tahara. He had 48 reasons for everything. That's how big koyach he had. That was a Talmud of Rameya. And Tana, another thing about Talmud of Rameya, Talmud vasu koya b'yavna, this is not Talmud of Rameya, it's Tama, Talmud vasu koya b'yavna, there's a choshu Talmud of b'yavna, so he had 150 reasons why he had tahara sheretz. Now Tosfos asks on that doesn't sound so good. It sounds pretty krum. If a Torah says something, you have 150 reasons to say it's good, that must be a tiny krum as far. How can it be a good thing? So therefore, Tosfos says, Tosfos, I'll read Tosfos' kashya and tzitzis, Tema, ma charifes hu l'taras ha-sheretz, or Torah t'mas v'hedya, what is that charifes? So Tosfos answers, that doesn't mean actually to matar ha-sheretz, it meant in the extra things, like Tumas the Velas, and Kazayas, and Masa, all those dinim, that's where he had his 150 taimim. I heard from the Bali Musar, that little different shot, that the godless was that even though they were so smart and the 150 reasons to matar something, they still were vatal das to the Torah. That's the word. So a regular person vatal das to the Torah is no better. But someone with that koyach is still vatal das to the Torah, that's even a bigger darga. But Kapanam runs an example how you could try to matar something. The loch is that Shemoyne Shrotzim, when it comes to Shrotzim, which are all little animals, they're not matame. Even when they die, they're not matame. A snake is not matame. But the only shmoneh shrotzim. What are shmoneh shrotzim? There's a different taichim in them. Like a frog, different frogs, lizards, rats. There's eight of them. So Ravina said, I want to make a kavah chayimah. Ani odoin vaterenu. I'm going to retire one of the shmonis shvatzim. Why? I'll say this. My nachash shememis. It could kill a person. Umar v'tumah. It kills a person or animals, and it's mar v'tumah. Tumas nevela and tumas mace. Still, it's tahar sheretz. A little lizard. Shememis mar v'tumah. It can't kill anyone. Lekolshkin. That shouldn't be tameh. So that would be a kavah chayimah to retire a sheretz. But the Gemara says it's not a good kavah chayimah. Why? That a nachash kills a person is not when the atzmius of the nachash. It's just a way, it's like a thorn. It's like a thorn kills a person. You can say a thorn is marbe. It's a way, the person dies because he dies. Let's say the poison goes into the person, the combination of the reaction of the person to the poison and dies. Not really, it's not the atzmius of the nachash. Therefore, it's not a kavachayim. Omer Rav Abba Mashmul, Shol Yishon Nechlu Beisham Vesila. For 3 years, Beisham Vesila argued, Hanam Achleikis, Halol Omerim Halachkum Vesenu. This Beishamai, which means the house of Shammai, means there in Beis Medrash said the lachos like us. Halom lachos was saying the lachos is lachos like us. Yotza Baskel, Baskel came out. We had some davav on base this Baskel. It says Emes Kichim Baskel. I'm going to have a shakatari a little bit about this. Yotza Baskel, Amro Elu Veil Divrei Kelim Chayim. Betzem both are true. Both are Torah. Hey, malachos ke Beis Hillel. We're still passing like Beis Hillel. Break the Gemara. Ve'achar she Elu Veil Divrei Kelim Chayim. They're both true. Hema Zochu Beis Hillel Kvar Lachkum Hayisam. Why Taka do we pass Beis Hillel? My answer is a big story. They were easygoing, and aluvim means savlonim. They were soivel. When they said over halachas and rayas, they always answered up Beshameh's rayas. Also, they didn't just like say, "Oh, I don't care about your raya." They took it seriously and they answered up their rayas. When they said over a story, you'll see it soon. They were makdim the zikne Beshameh, the zikne Beshilo. Ka'isa shanina. What do you find? There was Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah. That someone is mostly in the sukkah, but his table is in the house. Beshami says the apostle. It's apostle sukkah. Beisil machshirim holds kosher. Omer beisil beshamai loikachay yimaitz shalchu zikne beshamai v'zikne beisil. Right here it is. They said over a story. He said shalchu zikne beshamai v'zikne beisil. He said they macked them zikne beshamai. They found he was sitting in the sukkah, and his table was in the bayis. So they brought a raya that's kosher. It's not a raya from them. Right there, they were meich on him, and he said, "If you say you fear zich, like kayamta mitzvah sukkah mimecha, you never kayam sukkah." But you do see from this mice is that Beis Hillel was makdim the zikne v'sham. They gave him a lot of kavod. Lamdecha. Shakola mashpal atzmai, anyone who makes himself small, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makbia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pick him up. B'chol makbia atzmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makbia, if someone tries to be a Baal Gaiva, Hashem will be mashpal him, will bring him down. B'chol machaza ala gedula, anyone who looks after gedula. What does looking after gedula mean? So Rashi says, it doesn't only mean a gadol in Torah, a gadol hadar, or a kovet, it means oishir also. Anyone who goes after the gedula, he really got to sit down the next Gemara. Deich is a show. Gedula, so we'll speak it out there. Chol mechaz al gedula, gedula barachas menu. The gedula runs away from him. Chol barach, gedula runs away from him. Gedula mechaz al gedula goes after him. Chol deich is a show. Someone pushes the show, even though it's not ready for him. Show the chasai, it's gonna push him back. Chol nitch b'rei show. If someone gets pushed away, right now he's not so big. Show him and it's like one day he'll get big. So Rashi here speaks it out. Hadoich is a show means we say geya lahashir. He's trying to get rich or less gadol or to get big. And he sees he's not working out. He doesn't care. He goes, he tries something else. He tries to make himself to be big or very rich, but he sees it's not going, he should stop. He should wait. He should not push the envelope. He push it, it's no good. We had a Gemara attack at the end of Masechtas Nida, I think it was. Or was that Masechtas Brachos it was? Masechtas Brachos. The Gemara, this is a whole story with Rabbi and Rav Yosef with Rosh Shiva, and Rav Yosef did not want to push it, he let Rabbi be Rosh Shiva, and then he became Rosh Shiva 22 years later. He might say he waited, but he got it at the end. And because of that, he lived a longer time. I and the Gemara, at the end of the Brach, end of Masechtas Brachos. Tana Rabbanan, Shtei Shonim Umechtza, Nechlu Beisham Veisilam. For 2.5 years, Beisham Veisilam had a machlekes. You have to look at the Sifrei Chassidus, what's 2.5 years for this machlekes. Halola Oimrim Neichle La'av Shonivra, Yosef Shonivra. It's better of a person they shouldn't be created, better than it's created. Halola Oimrim Neichle La'av Shonivra, Yosef Shonivra. It's better that they should be created. That's better. Nimnu Vagamru. L'maisa, they came out, they paskin, halacha l'maisa, noich l'om shalai nivra, yaisa v'shanivra. Betzem, it's better you shouldn't have been created. But ach shanivra, now you are created, two gerses. Either you fast fish myself, a person should always be doing a cheshbin, an nefesh, and doing tshuva. But amri lo, you mash fish myself. Mash myself means that every time a mitzvah comes to your hand, always figure out, it's much more worth the schar mitzvah than the hefz it's going to cost you. Or the opposite, someone has a veira, he says, oh, I'm going to gain something now, it's not worth it. You always should be, make the cheshbonos. Now, Taitza speaks out that, of course, if someone's a tzaddik, it's better for him, better for the dar, it's gevaldik he was created. Just look at the last few words of Taitza, the end of the Taitza on the page here. It says, a tzaddik, ash ro v'ashri dar, it's gevaldik he was born. This only means if someone's not a tzaddik, then it could be as better he wasn't born. If someone is a tzaddik, it's definitely better that he was born. So let's just see the Mishnah. We'll finish the Mishnah. So the Mishnah. Naya Mishnah. Back to Hilchos Eirin. A kaira she'amru. The shear of a kaira. The law is you put a kaira in front of a mavui, it's matir the metatal there. The shear is, it has to be rechava, wide enough, to kabel a riach. To be able to hold a riach. Riach is a type of brick. What's a riach? A riach chatzi levena, shesloshet tvachim. A levena is three tvachim by three tvachim. A riach is a half a levena, which is three tvachim by 1.5 tvachim. So the width is 1.5 tvachim. The length is three tvachim. So daya lekayra she rochava tafach, it's enough if the kayra is wide a tafach, it'll kabel a riach lerochbay. In order to accept the width of a riach, which is 1.5, and the Gemara doesn't ask, how's 1.5 fit on one? We'll talk about that. So it has to be, the shear is a tafach, in order to be able to hold a riach lerochbay. So that's now the ear, the space to be able to hold a brick. What about, does it have to be strong enough to carry a brick? That's the next part of the Mishnah. Rechava gil kabel riach, has to be wide enough to hold a riach, uberia strong enough to kabel riach. And then you have a strong material, strong enough to mekabel a riach. Rav Yehuda argues, rechava af bish ein ebria, even though it's not strong enough. What's the pshat? The Mishnah explains. How is it shall cast the economy? It's made of a straw or reeds, where of course it can't hold a brick. Royin oisa. You say something called royin. Royin oisa kilu shel matchas. You look at a ki'ilu, it's metal, and it's kosher. As long as it's wide enough. Akuma, let's say it's crooked. It's not a straight kaira. It goes up in the middle. And you can't put a brick on that either. It'll fall right off. Royin oisa kilu yipshuti. You look at it, it's ki'ilu, it's straight. Agula, if it's rounded, royin oisa kilu meravas. You look at it, it means it's a round beam. It's a beam that's round. You look at it, it's kilu, it's square, and it can hold up the levena. And what's the bottom line? Because yes, if they're all around the circumference, it's three tefachim, then always it means the width is riach tefach. It must be the diameter is a tefach, and that'll be enough to hold the ariach. Now, just to speak out one thing. It said over here, Mechleikas Rabbi Huda and Tanakama, if it has to be mamish made out of material that can hold strong enough to hold up a brick. And Rabbi Huda said, you don't need it, you say Ryan. Now, the last two cases of Mishnah are also Rayan type of cases, either Akuma or it's Agula. Is that Daf Rav Yehuda or Tanakama? So Rabbeinu Yonatan in the back says, Klar, it's all Rav Yehuda, and the Chum argue, holds not good. And as always, Master and Rashi later on, that this Shita is Shita, Rashi and Afidal, and from the bottom, that this is all Shita's Rav Yehuda Davka. The other Rishonim, the Rashi, and other Rishonim argue, and they hold that the end of the Mishnah could be going Likuli Amar.